You're listening to SBS News.
The ideals of the United Nations, peace, justice, equality and dignity, are beacons to a better world.
Speaking before a mostly virtual and socially distanced General Assembly, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres welcomed delegates with a reminder of the agency's values. The 193-member global body is officially commemorating its 75th anniversary. He noted the organisation emerged only after immense suffering.
It took two world wars, millions of deaths, and the horrors of the Holocaust for world leaders to commit to international cooperation and rule of law. That commitment produced results. A third world war, which so many had feared, has been avoided. Never in modern history have we gone so many years without a military confrontation between the major powers. This is a great achievement of which member states can be proud and which we must all strive to preserve.
Mr. Guterres says gender inequality remains the greatest single challenge to human rights, but highlighted the many shared tasks the world now faces.
Climate calamity looms. Biodiversity is collapsing. Poverty is again rising. Hatred is spreading. Geopolitical tensions are escalating, and nuclear weapons remain on air trigger alert. Transformative technologies have opened up new opportunities, but also exposed new threats. And the COVID-19 pandemic has laid bare the world's fragilities. We can only address them together.
US President Donald Trump didn't appear as scheduled to welcome delegates, so Sherith Norman-Shallet, US Deputy Representative to the UN, spoke instead.
It is outlined clearly in the UN Charter and bears reminding that the UN was founded to promote peace and save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, and reaffirm faith in fundamental human rights. In many ways, the UN has proven to be a successful experiment. With notable exceptions, its convening power brings much of the world to the table. Despite some unfortunate failings, the UN's blue helmets have worked to maintain peace for decades through missions around the world. And organizations such as the World Food Programme saves lives and improves futures every day.
Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed the assembly in a recorded message, saying the attack of COVID-19 is a grave test for the entire world. President Xi also emphasized the need for united multilateralism to address the future of the world.
The UN must stand firm for justice, mutual respect and equality among all countries, because more represent the progress of our times, and it is the foremost principle of the UN Charter. All need to follow the approach of extensive consultation, joint contribution and share benefits. All need to come together to uphold universal security, share the fruits of development and jointly decide on the future of the world. It is imperative that the representation and voice of developing countries be increased so that the UN can be more balanced in reflecting the interests and wishes of the majority of countries in the world.
To mark the occasion, the General Assembly adopted a declaration supporting the UN's mission. Brendan Varma is the spokesman for the General Assembly President, Volkan Bozkir.
There is no other global organization with legitimacy, convening power, and normative impact of the United Nations. No other global organization gives hope to so many people for a better world and can deliver the future we want. The urgency for all countries to come together to fulfill the promise of the nations united has rarely been greater.
In his address, the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, issued a stark warning arising from the current tensions in his region.
Are we really incapable of stopping aggressions and wars? Do we need more bloody lessons to rethink our being on this planet? This year, the coronavirus pandemic came as a shock to all countries. We should use this warning sign to stop controversies and join efforts for achieving real groundbreaking results. Not only come back to the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, but to start their permanent and full implementation.
That warning was echoed by the President of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, David Kabuya. He reminded delegates of his country's powerlessness to act alone in the face of global climate change and its history as a test site for the United States nuclear program.
So today is perhaps not so much a celebration, but a vital reminder that we will fail the future if we cannot remember the lessons of the past. This anniversary forces us to ask the question, will we be here to celebrate the UN's 100th anniversary? We look to our fellow members to help us save our place in this world.
I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.